is a Fox News alert. He was at the center of an attempted coup. I'm Lee Silasera. That's the allegation by the chair of the committee investigating the January 6th riot.
A primetime hearing is serving as an opening argument for the House Select Committee, playing several minutes of never-before-seen video of the January 6th riot. Committee Vice Chair Republican Liz Cheney says testimony to the committee reveals former President Trump's reactions to threats against former Vice President Pence.
Maybe our supporters have the right idea. Mike Pence, quote, deserves it.
Top House Republicans dismissed the Select Committee as illegitimate and the hearing is a circus. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
One of those who testified before the committee, President Trump's Attorney General Bill Barr, testified before the committee earlier remotely. He told the committee he had two conversations with Trump about the election.
I've been through sort of the give and take of those discussions, and in that context, I made it clear I did not agree with the idea of saying the election was stolen and putting out this stuff, which I told the president was bullshit.
The panel also showed testimony from President Trump's daughter, Ivanka, who spoke to them in April. She told the panel Barr's declaration affected her perspective. The panel adjourned for the night. Another hearing is scheduled for next week. The Washington County Sheriff's Office in Maryland says an employee opened fire at a manufacturing business, killing three co-workers and wounding a fourth before he was shot and wounded by police.
The weapons used at both scenes was a semi-automatic handgun. The exact caliber, make, and model is not being released at this time. It's part of the investigation.
Maryland State Police Lieutenant Colonel Bill Doffelmeyer, a trooper, was also wounded by the suspect. The motive for the shooting is not yet known. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The investigation continues into an aircraft crash in California that killed five Marines.
An investigation into what caused the crash of the MV-22B Osprey aircraft is ongoing a day after the accident. The Osprey went down just after noon yesterday in the Southern California desert and belonged to the 3rd Marine Aircraft Wing based at Camp Pendleton, north of San Diego. In a statement, the Marine Corps said the crash happened during a training exercise. The identities of the Marines who were killed have not been released. The MV-22B is a twin-engine tilt-rotor aircraft that can take off and land like a helicopter but fly as a turboprop aircraft, and versions of it are flown by the Marine Corps, Navy, and Air Force. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A second military aircraft may have crashed near the same desert as yesterday's crash. Naval Air Facility El Centro issued an emergency alert saying the base received reports of a military aircraft crashing about 35 miles north of Yuma, Arizona, and federal firefighters were heading there. Twitter makes a concession to Elon Musk to keep his proposed acquisition alive.
Twitter has reportedly agreed to provide Elon Musk with raw data of hundreds of millions of daily tweets, the latest move in a tug-of-war over the sale of the social media platform. Twitter would not confirm the reports, but reiterated its statement from Monday that the company is cooperatively sharing information with Musk. The Tesla CEO entered a binding agreement with Twitter in April to acquire the platform, but Musk claims Twitter is not being forthcoming about the number of spam bots and fake accounts on its service. He recently threatened to walk away from the $44 billion deal unless Twitter turns over that information. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
The Recording Academy has added new categories to the Grammy Awards, including a Social Change Song Award and other categories, including Songwriter of the Year, Best Spoken Word Poetry Album, Alternative Music Performance, Americana Music Performance, and Score Soundtrack for Video Games. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow Podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.